ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानितं च नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वति देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशदारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। First of all, I offer my most humble obeisances to all the transcendental devotees of Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari ji. Since 3 days or more than 3 days, we have been listening from His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj about the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev. It was as if the nectar was flowing, but today you have to tolerate me. I'll try my best to follow in the footsteps of Maharaj, to speak something about this transcendental literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse is the conclusion of the teachings of all the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev. From the tomorrow onwards, it will be Sri Suka Uvacha. So after giving all those instructions, now today he is concluding. He is saying, I am just using little bit Sanskrit. If we do anvaya of this verse, then it will be like this. Me paribarhanam. That means, me means he is saying to me. Paribarhanam means worship. He is giving the instructions to his sons and all the assembled personalities. So in this verse he is saying, me means unto me. He is showing towards himself, the same Supreme Lord Rishabhdev. Paribarhanam means, Prabhupada is translated here as worship. Worship me. How? Mano, vacho, drik. Few things he is saying. Mind, by speech, second. Drik means by sight or drishya. And then karana, by senses. Ihitasya means all other activities, whatever the activities we do. But primarily mind, speech, sight, senses. Senses including karmendriya and gyanendriya. It's working senses and knowledge acquiring senses. And by all other activities, sakshat kritam, directly offering to me. Directly offered to me. Sakshat kritam, not unto any other personality. Directly to me. Me means your Supreme Lord. Again and again we have to remind ourselves that same Sri Krishna and Rishabhdev, same personality. So we have to offer our everything directly to the Supreme Lord only. He means which here is saying because why we have to offer all our activities done by mind, senses, intelligence, everything to the Supreme Lord only? Why? What is the reason? The reason is saying in second line, is saying that yena bina maha bimohat, jiske bina, otherwise which? Maha bimohat, from this great illusion, Shri Radha Rasvihari ji. Govanitaya Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. He is saying that yena bina maha bimohat. That means without which this maha bima, this sansara, this world is the world of moha, illusion. Everyone is in illusion in this world. Maha bimohat kritanta pasat. This moha illusion is compared with a stringent rope of kala, yama. Yama's rope. Anyone has experience of Yama's rope? No one, because we are alive. Yama's rope is very powerful. You know, you can see the diorama which is over here. Yama's rope. Ajamila. Isn't it? Very, no one can escape from Yama's rope. Kala is very strong. So that Kala, which is very, very strong and powerful, is compared to this illusion of this material world. It's unsurmountable. It's not so easy to surpass. Kritanta pasan. Vimoktum na isset. It's not easy, vimoktum, to become free. Who can surpass this great illusion of this bhava, material world, which is compared to like a pasa? No one. Unless and until, what he can do? If he does, the above two lines. Mano, vacha, drit, karana, ihit, all this. By mind, by speech, by sight, all the senses, with all activities, and directly offering to the Supreme Lord. No one else. No any other demigod or any personality of this world. Only Supreme Lord. This other is saying to me, he can get liberated from these clutches of Maya. This is illusion. So, when I was referring to the commentaries of different acharyas, almost all the acharyas, they are saying the same thing, is that surrendering to the Supreme Lord. And how? What is the process by which you can surrender everything to the Supreme Lord? The process is by engaging all our senses, karmendriya and gyanendriya, all our activities to the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada's commentary purports a little extra from different other acharya's commentary. He is adding one verse. He is saying that this is the only way without which one cannot get out from these clutches of Maya, which is Moha, and which is compared to the Kalapasa. When Prabhupada is starting, in the beginning of the purport, he says that at first one has to be free from all Upadhi. First he has to know, understand that he is not this body. First he has to free from all upadhi. Therefore he quotes the verse, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, you can all say. Tatparatvena nirmalam, sikena sikesa, sevanam bhaktiruchyate. This is the verse from, I think, Bhaktira Samachandra, no? Narada Pancharatra. Okay. This is the definition of bhakti. भक्ति का संज्ञा क्या है, व्हाट इज द भक्ति, दिस इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति, दैट वी हैव टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ उपाधि एंड देन एंगेज अवर सेंसेस इन दिस सर्विस ऑफ ऋषिकेश, मीन्स मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस, एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड भक्ति. एंड व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ भक्ति अकॉर्डिंग टू भक्ति रसाम सिंधु, कैन एनीवन से व्हाट इज उत्तम भक्ति? अन्याभिलाषित, एग्जैक्टली, अन्याभिलाषित शून्यम ज्ञान कर्मादिनावृतम आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनम भक्तिरुत्तम. सो दैट इज उत्तम भक्ति. देयर इज अ लिटिल डिफरेंस बिटवीन भक्ति एंड उत्तम भक्ति. भक्ति डेफिनेशन व्हाट प्रभुपाद इज गिविंग हियर, एंड उत्तम भक्ति मीन्स अन्य ऑल गिविंग अप ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ मटेरियल डिजायर्स, नॉलेज, ज्ञान कर्म, ऑल दिस नॉलेज एंड फ्रीटिव एक्टिविटीज, एंड एंगेजिंग इन फेवरेबल आनुकूल्यन, एंगेजिंग इन डिवोशनल सर्विस इन फेवरेबल मूड, दैट्स कॉल्ड उत्तम भक्ति. दिस इज भक्ति एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड उत्तम भक्ति. प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, इट्स ऑल सिनोनिम. उत्तम भक्ति, केवल भक्ति, अहितु की अप्रतिहत भक्ति, ऑल आर सिनोनिम्स, पर्यावाचक शब्द फॉर दिस वन वर्ड. सो व्हाट इज दिस उपाधि? उपाधि ऑल नो, मेनी टाइम इन श्रील प्रभुपाद लेक्चर वी हियर अबाउट दिस उपाधि, दैट आई एम मैन, आई एम वुमेन, आई एम बॉय, गर्ल, इंडियन, अमेरिकन, रशियन, प्रेसिडेंट, मैनेजर, कमांडर, ब्लैक, व्हाइट, ब्राह्मण, क्षत्रिय, ऑल दिस सो कॉल्ड उपाधिस विच आर पर्टेन टू दिस बॉडी, आइदर इज मेटीरियल उपाधि और इवन वेन यू कम टू द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म, स्पिरिचुअल लाइन और डिवोशनल लाइन, समटाइम ऑल्सो we consider ourselves to that personality, means taking that upadhi. I am HOD, I am, for example, I am saying I am so and so. So all these upadhis we have to give up. From the day one we come to Krishna consciousness, we have been listening this statement many times. Why it is emphasized? Because this is the foundation or neem of our spiritual life, that we have to give up all this upadhi. Then the spiritual life begins. Forget about all this bhava prema, that is miles away. But the basic is that we have to know ourselves, our real constitutional position. We have to forget our all upadhi. This is the process by which, Krishna consciousness process by which we have to rise above this lower modes or this lower platform, which is pertaining to this body and called upadhi. After knowing this, one has to engage. After knowing this means the only upadhi is that, what is that our upadhi? Gopi bhatu padakamalayo dasa dasa anu dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the maintainer of the gopis, whose name is Rasa Bihari. And my ID is this much only. Therefore, during the initiation, the spiritual master gives a particular name which is connected to the Lord or his energies. Suppose one's name is Krishna Das. That means he has to remember all the time, 24/7 or 365, that I am Krishna's Das. This is my real ID. After that, I am brother of someone, I am son of someone, I am so and so, that is secondary. But first, the primary identity is that I am, therefore this is the name, suitable name, given by the spiritual master, that I am the Chaitanya Das, or someone is Radhika Devi Dasi. That means her first ID is that she belongs to Radharani. Or any personality. So this is again and again we have to remind ourselves that our constitutional position. After knowing this, one has to engage all our senses, including the mind, Because senses are connected to the mind in the service of the Lord. So, one thing from this purport we can understand is that the root cause of all the problems in this world is one problem is stressed here, which is called moha, illusion. It's like something like cotton, a parda, which covers the living entity. When the living entity comes into this material world, comes to the material world, he gets the living entity pure, sat chit ananda, he gets two types of body, isn't it? One is gross, another is subtle. Gross is made of earth, water, fire, ether and air. And subtle is made of mind, intelligence and ego. And apart from this, you will read in Bhagavatam, there are five types of ignorance which completely covers us. Us means the living entity. By which we completely forget ourselves. And we identify ourselves pertaining to this body. What are these five types of ignorance? That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Is that last one is very strong. I am just trying to recall it.
Moha.
Abhinivesh. This five, one is more stronger than the another.
Ichha, dvesha, avidya, asmita, avidya, asmita, and dvesha, and moha, and abhinivesh. Something like that.
First is avidya. Ignorance. All are ignorance, but the one is more stronger than the another. First is avidya, we forget ourselves. And asmita. Asmita is more stronger than the avidya. It's another covering. One time I was telling these five types of ignorance to a group of students. The college students. And I was telling that avidya is ignorance. We forget ourselves. And then asmita is more stronger than the avidya, which is more stronger ignorance. When I was explaining this term, one student could not hear properly. He said, "Sir, what you said? Sasmita. Not a sus." I said, "Not sasmita, this is asmita." Asmita is so powerful, if you know about sasmita, then you will be more powerful. You will forget completely yourself. So, avidya, asmita, raga, exactly. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesh. These are five types of ignorance. Avidya, then asmita is more stronger, then raga means engross, attachment with someone or somebody or something. Raga and dvesha. After attachment, then the dvesha, envy. If I don't get, then the envy starts. Yesterday Maharaj was explaining about envy. And then abhinivesh. If one is engrossed with this abhinivesh, then wo to gaya. Just like they say in Hindi. Kiska man agar kiske prati lag gaya, abhinivesh ho gaya, arthat wo gaya. He is completely, in Prabhupada's words, it's called bloop. Ek patthar ko leke pani ke andar dali. The sound comes. Bloop. In the same way, the living entity, covered by these five types of ignorance, and more strongest is the abhinivesh, we become bloop in this world. We completely forget ourselves. So what he is saying here, the root cause of all is four letter in English, M-I-N-D. What is that? Mind. The root cause of all. Why we become lusty? Why you become angry? Why you become greedy? All kinds of anarthas, impurities. If you see, deeply think, the root cause is mind. And all the senses, five gross senses and five subtle senses are connected to this mind only. Mind indicates, you see there, the eyes go there. Mind indicates, you hear there, they hear. all the five senses and Gyanendriya and Karmendriya, they are like plunderers, lutere. They are stealing us, our consciousness, and their head is the mind. So therefore we have to understand that how we get entangled in this, to this world. Each senses, each single sense is enough to drag us from our way, from our position, and put it into the degraded condition, the hellish condition. एक एक इंद्रिय काफी है हमको आकर्षित करके इस भौतिक सागर में डालने के लिए. दिस वन सिंगल सेंस इज इनफ, सो स्ट्रांग. देयरफॉर कृष्णा सेज इन गीता, व्हाट इज दैट वर्स, यततापि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपस्थित इंद्रियाणि प्रमातिनि हरन्ति प्रसवं मन. वन सेंस इज इनफ टू ड्रैग अस फ्रॉम द राइट पाथ एंड पुट अस इन टू the lower modes. So it's very strong, the senses are very strong. You see, in other species other than the human species, they have also senses, but one sense is more active. Not all the senses, any of the senses is more active. There is one verse I'll tell you, that it says that how each of the senses is more active in each of the species of living entity, and then because of that living entity, that creature gets struck. Patanga matanga kuranga bhringa meena hata pancha bhireva pancha. Patanga, moth, you understand moth? When the moth sees the light, he sees through this eye, he sees the light, and he forcefully attracted or dragged to that light, and then he is finished by getting burned with that fire. He gets finished. And then deer through the ear, he gets into trap. The person, he plays nice flute because of that sweet sound, the deer running, and he runs to that place and he gets struck by the person. One is eye, another is ear, and then he says elephant, kuranga, elephant, touch. How a person catches such a big, huge elephant? By putting a sea elephant, or original sea elephant, or sometimes is the picture also. By this touch sense, the elephant, huge elephant, comes to control by a maximum 6 feet or 5 feet high human being. You can see one, each sense is so powerful. And then he says bhringa, there is a one worm, maybe called bumblebee. He by the smell attracts him, and he goes into the well of the flower because of that smell, and then this flower, the petals gets closed, and he inside samadhi, he dies. And then meena, fish by the sense tongue. If someone has experience of fishing, of course we didn't know. If someone has done, then they didn't know before coming to Krishna consciousness how it is horrible act. So the person, he puts some like atta or worm, he put it in the water, and then he traps the fish. Which sense? By the tongue. So he's saying patanga matanga kiranga bhringa meena hata pancha bhireva pancha. But in the second line he says ekam pancha एकम प्रमथौ स कथम न हन्यते य सेवते पंच भिरेव पंच. ईच एंड एवरी सिंगल सेंस इज इनफ टू ड्रैग द लिविंग एंटिटी फ्रॉम देयर पाथ, फ्रॉम द राइट पाथ, एंड पुट इट इनटू द हेलिश कंडीशन. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ देम हुज फाइव सेंसेस आर एक्टिव. पांचों के पांच से इंद्रिय तेज हैं जिनके, एंड यू नो हु इज दैट पर्सनैलिटी, ह्यूमन बीइंग, ह्यूमन बीइंग, द फाइव सेंसेस आर ऑल आर एक्टिव, ईयर, आईज, द टंग, द टच, ऑल आर इन फुल फ्लेज कंडीशन, ऑल आर एक्टिव. इफ वन सेंस कैन ड्रैग अ लिविंग एंटिटी, इमेजिन व्हाट इज आवर कंडीशन. फाइव सेंसेस आर ड्रैगिंग द डायरेक्शन, what will be our condition? It's really completely miserable, pitiable condition. Will be fall into the hellish condition. So Gajendra, this hathi, the elephant, he prays that, oh Lord, what a tragedy, just see, these five senses are so powerful, uncontrollable, and that too we have made the body in such a, all these five senses are outside, not inside. पांचों के पांच इंद्रिया खिड़की के समान बाहर है. सो डिफिकल्ट कंडीशन. अगर अंदर होता तो कुछ कंट्रोल कर लेते. ऑल द फाइव सेंसेस आर इन द एक्सटर्नल बॉडी, इट्स नॉट विद इन. सो इट्स देयरफॉर दिस लाइक विंडो, ऑल आर इन आउटसाइड. सो देयरफॉर ही टेक्स द ट्राई टू ग्रेटिफाई द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स by through eye, through nose, through tongue, all are external. So this is very difficult condition. So if you see, all the senses are connected to the supreme senses, that's called mind. So therefore the spiritual life which we are practicing, the whole spiritual life is just how if we can control the mind and ultimately the senses, and thus engaging in the service of the Lord, that the perfection of the life. Just like, you know, those who are youth preacher, they know that to attract the new audience, the youth, generally they give one-time seminar, that's called art of mind control, isn't it? Because the root cause of all problem is mind. In this world, especially the youth, they are in trouble because of uncontrolled mind. Of course, everyone, or especially the youth, therefore they give the seminar of art of mind control. And when they attract them, try to preach them, and then they come here, they attend the seminar, and then the further courses, Bhagavad Gita and other things. On the first day, try to attract them by giving the seminar art of mind control. So it is so important. Sometime it happens, it is real story I am saying you. Sometime it so happens, the preacher, one time one preacher was in very anxiety. So I happened to ask him, Prabhuji, what happened to you? You are in some anxiety, in some distress. What happened to you? And he said, you know, I have to give a seminar. The topic is art of mind control. Can you imagine the condition of the preacher? His mind is not in control. And he is going to give a seminar which is art of mind control. It means that the controlling the mind is not just in the beginning stage. We all know, the experience is that throughout the life, the whole spiritual life, the whole life is to for this only. How to control the mind. Don't think that after 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, we will become like supreme controller. No, still the person is struggling with the mind, how to control the mind and senses. So, fifth canto, this same canto, 11th chapter, is very wonderful chapter, where Jadbharat is giving instruction to King Rahugana. When I read that chapter 5.11, I realize that this chapter should be entitled, of course that is, title is different, but I thought, when I read that chapter, this chapter should be entitled, Art of Mind Control Part 2. The whole chapter, only 17 verses are there, the whole chapter is described about the mind and its effects. And the last verse is giving the solution. We give the seminar Art of Mind Control
to attract the new audience. But what about us? Hamara man control mein hai kya? We should ask ourselves. If you know the nature of the mind and how it affects the living entity, everything is vividly described in that 5.11 chapter. I would request you or recommend you, please read that chapter if you want to control the mind. Some few important verses I will tell you. So here, there he is saying Jadbharat, the son of, the eldest son of Lord Rishabhdev, named Bharat Maharaj, who became Jadbharat in his third birth. So he is saying to King Rahugana that how the mind is so powerful. I am reading the translation, please listen carefully. The soul's designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of the material body. जब तक व्यक्ति को पता नहीं रहता है कि सारा समस्या का जड़ है मन, as long as a living entity does not know is the root cause of all problem, that why we get into this material world, we get entangled in this material world, life after life, the mind, he is saying, the soul's designation is the mind, so long he cannot get rid from this world. Material body and wander within this universe in different position, because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, enmity. It creates bondage after bondage after bondage, a false sense of intimacy within this material world. This is the mind. So powerful, we have to understand. That Jadbharata is saying. Now, in this chapter, after describing many verses about the effects of mind and influence of mind, he is giving the solution. He is not leaving that there only. And then we will be bewilder. We know that mind is so uncontrolled and very difficult to control, very troublesome. Is there any solution? Is there any solution that we can control it? We know that in many classes we hear that engaging our mind and senses in the service of the Lord. Just like we know the famous example of King Ambarisha, isn't it? The whole verse is saying about how to engage the mind, the karmendriya and the gyanendriya in the service of the Lord. Then by practicing bhakti, devotional service, eventually the mind comes to the control. Otherwise, this morning when I was taking bath, I was listening, in your temple there is a very nice system of Prabhupada lecture. So if some words of Prabhupada comes to our ear, we listen, then that becomes the thought of the day throughout the day. So Prabhupada said in that class is that there is no other process by which we can control the mind. He was telling about this yoga. They do yoga pranayama, you know, asana pranayama. But that is so difficult, especially in this age. So that is, he said, that is pertaining to the body. That aapka swasthya theek rahega. You become healthy by doing asana and pranayama. Just like the other, some Baba, he teaches, na, you know, that how we can control breathing, asana and pranayama, and by which we become healthy. Then what about after that? That doesn't tell. We become healthy, then what about after that? People become healthy by doing all asana and pranayama, and what they do after that? They engage in all kinds of activity. There is no higher test or there is no further steps. So therefore sometime I say to the audience, jahan Ramdev Baba ka khatam hota hai, wahan Hare Krishna ka shuru hota hai. That means he teaches how to control
breathing asana pranayama, we become healthy, and then what to do? Then that will be proper yoga. Means after controlling breathing, asana, pranayama, everything, become healthy, then we connect ourselves to the supreme soul, Paramatma, and this is called bhakti yoga. Then we start bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga can be start from anywhere, but I am just saying the example. So since the day one we come to the Krishna consciousness, we have been engaged in the devotional service. But how many of us, tell me honestly, control the mind? It's very difficult. Now the solution is given here. If you can follow this, if you can read and understand and follow this, it's like Brahmastra, Rambanastra. If you can follow this, then you see that it's become very easy. Of course, we have to follow honestly. Would you like to hear the solution? We have been listening the problem only. The class will be not so much touching if you don't tell the solution. The solution I am saying, it's not me, but Jadabharata is saying. He is saying that bhātrubhyamenam tadada bhramirya upekshyam edhyayat hitam apramataha. This line is very important. Guru hare saranau pasanastro jahi velikam swayam atma mosam. Guru, listen carefully. Guru hari charana upasanartha. Guru hari charana upasana astra. This weapon, this brahmastra or rambanastra which I am talking about, is that this uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and it will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. The mind covers the constitutional position of this soul. Now he is saying the solution. O king, please listen. Please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead. Do this with great care. So this line is the solution. Service to the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead. Guru Hari Upasana Astra. One who is completely devoted to the words of the spiritual master, he follows it, imbibes it in his life, and accordingly by his instruction, through his instruction he engages in the service of the Supreme Lord, he can only do this. Otherwise it's not so easy. Guru Hari Upasana Astra. Last Kartik, I was attending the initiation ceremony of His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj in Kartik. He was telling the meaning of Diksha. It was so touching. It just printed in my mind. We all are initiated devotee. Then what is the meaning of Diksha, he was telling. By this I'll conclude this. There is various meaning of Diksha. Diksha ka kai arth ho sakte hain. But in that particular lecture, initiation lecture, therefore, I always tell to all the devotees, don't miss the initiation lecture of your spiritual master. That lecture is like reminder for all of us. Of course, we have been initiated, but Diksha lecture is so important that it is as if we are getting initiation. He is speaking to us only. That is very, very important. So, he was telling, in Hindi he was telling, Diksha ka arth wo hota hai ki abhi tak hum man ka sun rahe the, abhi tak hum man ka sun rahe the, Diksha lene ke baad ab guru ka sunenge. Such a heavy statement if you deep think deeply. Since that we have taken birth in this world, we have been listening to the mind. Hum sab ko pata hai, we have been listening to the mind. But today, from today onwards, when we get mercy from spiritual master Diksha,
we will not listen to the mind. We will listen to the words of the spiritual master. Oh, spiritual master will listen to the you. If you follow this statement in your life, you see the difficulty, the trouble, the obstacles will reduce graphically. And then we will progress in the spiritual life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Any question? One question can be taken.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much, very enlightening class. What you said exactly, what other process is very not important, but Hare, when we take devotional service, that will cover everything. When we chant Hare Krishna in the morning, the pranayama also included, because when we chant morning time or any time, we stop our breath, and in the one breath or two breath, we chant 8 rounds, one mantra, two mantra accordingly. So that pranayama also
included.
Covered. So when we dance in Guru Puja, so when we dance, I read one of the BTG article, in that he was stating that how this pranayama and asana, everything is covered in our bhakti yoga, Hare Krishna. People they are covered. When we dance and when afterwards we pay obeisances, Jai Vishnu Pad, at that time also our breathing is losing and taking. That also covered, you know,
yes.
One of the yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. So in that state, our process is covering everything.
Covered everything. I was telling to the new bhaktas once, just day before, that Prabhuji, someone was telling, Prabhuji, bahut neend aata hai, jab karte samay. That is the eternal problem. Sabko samasya hote. So I was telling, there are many tips. I was telling one tips, what you can do, before chanting, before sit to chant, you can sit in some Sukhasan or Vajrasan, the Padmasan, very comfortably, and take deep breath like that and control it, stop it. That's called Bhastrika, if I am correct.
Thanks.
And you do this this pranayam twice or thrice, and you will feel that you will become like again rejuvenated. Neend will go away. If you feel sometimes sleepy during chanting, do Bhastrika pranam once or twice. Not, it takes only 1 or 2 minutes. Take deep breath and stop it. And then you see, slowly you release it. And then again start chanting. So everything is included in Hare Krishna. Okay?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you explained about 5 things,
Again.
Avidya, Asmita,
Ragatvesa,
Abhinivesh. Then,
Abhinivesh.
About that thing, when the living entity can attach to any other material things, in that case, what is the way remove to mind from that matter?
See, this again, the 5 types of ignorance are like, imagine in winter season you put kambal. So, one devotee was very, in a funny way he was telling, these 5 types of ignorance, ye 5 prakar ke kambal hamare upar dal diya jata hai humko humble banane ke liye. So this to get through and to break this ignorance and again to come back to our real eternal position, the only way, the powerful way, I is telling you, sabse shaktishali upay hai wo hai ki shabda brahma, sound vibration. This sound vibration is very powerful. When you chant pronounce clearly, loudly, and when you do kirtan, when they sing Mangala Arati or Guru Puja, don't stand idle in one corner and just thinking something else. You also chant. The Sabda Brahma is very powerful. While chanting, while reading, while doing anything, any spiritual activity, when you just open your mouth,
and pronounce and loudly chant. Then you see this Shabda Brahma, this sound vibration is very powerful, and the slowly, slowly the mind comes into control. Yesterday Maharaj was telling that पहले आप बोलना सीखिए, अभ्यास कीजिए, मन तो नियंत्रण में नहीं होगा, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. व्हेन यू चैंट, जब जप करेंगे, उच्चारण करके जप करेंगे, तो करते 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 वो ऑटोमेटिक फिर मन वापस आ जाएगा. टू एज यू आर आस्किंग हाउ टू ब्रिंग बैक द माइंड, द ओनली सोल्यूशन इज शब्द ब्रह्म. व्हेन यू रीड श्रीमद भागवतम, ऊंचे स्वर से पढ़िए. व्हेन यू चैंट, ऊंचे स्वर से जप कीजिए. देन द साउंड वाइब्रेशन हैज सो पावरफुल इफेक्ट, द माइंड कम्स इन टू द कंट्रोल. ओके,
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
It's good. Actually, it's getting late. We'll talk privately. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I do not want to displease Asim Krishna Prabhu.